right. Welcome back. Now, it seems like every time I go to look into the AI progress milieu, I'm stunned. And I don't say that easily. But this humanoid robot, the growth, the explosive advances that they're making is really shocking. And what I'd like to do is, if all of you out there who can, look under guests and look under my name tonight in the second hour, and you'll see video. And I'd like you to pull that video up, and we'll start it together. Now, I'll try and stop it just a few times, but we should all kind of watch it together. If you want to start it, I'll do a countdown, and then I'll play the audio, and we can all watch the video if you want. And then if I stop it, I'll try and give you notice. But it's only 8 minutes long. It's a very, very cutting survey of the top three contenders. There are 40 or 50 different countries building robots. And this isn't counting the four-legged canine type of robot, which now, FYI, the four-legged canine type robot can outrun a sprinting human being. Got it? Already faster than a full run of a very healthy human being. I'm not saying necessarily a world-class sprinter, but what's the difference? There's not much. So the little dog, the cute little doggy robots, now are faster than any normal person. You can't outrun them. And remember, give it another 6 months. Where do you think it'll be then? Wherever it is now, it'll be at least double. So if they want to start turning out these dog robots as patrolling security officers and eventually arm them, we're toast. We're done. Done. Okay, so all of you, go ahead and guests, and you'll see the link. And the video is Engine AI T800 versus Tesla Optimus V3 versus Figure O3. I assume that's version 3 as well. Now, this is version 3. There's going to be dozens of versions before this dog and pony show it's never going to be over. Before it gets to the point where there's absolutely no difference between these humanoid robots, except they're battery-powered. But if you think about it, we're powered too. We don't eat. We don't perform. So try and look at it that way. Both humanoids and humans require an energy source. All right? With us, it's food. We have a biological system to break that food down and turn it into energy, which is certainly created at the cellular level. Don't forget all that. And yet the robot has a clean energy module that it can self-replace, i.e., it can feed itself. Got it? These are like a little square box, I don't know, 10 by 10 by 5, something like that, and it sticks it right into its back. Some of you have seen these videos, and it's ready for another 6 hours or whatever. But this is not going to slow down. All right, let's assume that most of you have this video up there if you want to watch while I kind of work through it, and I'll try not to interrupt it too many times. But these are mind-boggling things, and they are right now. Where will it be in 6 months? 12 months? All right, if you're ready, I'm going to turn up the volume here, and I'll supply the audio. You can knock your audio down to zero if you want. So we'll go in 5, 4, 3, 2, One, go.
Which robot will rule them all? So Engine AI, Tesla, and Figure just set the status quo for AI robots in 2026. And today on AI News, we're taking a closer look to compare hardware, price, and use case for you to determine which humanoid is currently leading the pack. So first, let's start out with this video from Engine AI. This is the T-800 robot kicking the CEO in the chest. And just for reference, this robot packs 450 newton meters joint torque, which is equivalent to about 2 times the force of a professional athlete kicking you. Or get else that? It's equivalent to about a Ford F-150 with about 332 foot-pounds of torque. So this is quite a feat and quite an interesting marketing gimmick here to see the boss being kicked. And you can see all the employees in the background gleefully watching. And the first kick here, luckily,
watch this,
seems like he barely misses it in the face. That would have done some serious damage. Then they try to aim instead towards his chest. And the boss here is equipped with several layers of padding in between. And he takes this kick and he goes straight down like a ton of bricks. And if you take note here, you can see all of the employees really getting a kick out of this.
All right, let's pause it there.
And
okay, I paused it. Now, keep in mind what he said. That robot is hitting, it's kicking, with the force, maximal force of two people, two humans, athletes, hitting as hard as they can. Double, not just one, double the punch of Muhammad Ali, for example. That's a kick and a half. And that guy went down, as you saw, just down, like just a chopped tree. He was felled. That's what's out there now. And where will we be? If that robot turns out to be able to hit as hard as it kicks, and why wouldn't it? It'll just come up to the door, kick the door down, and beat the hell out of anybody, or worse. That's where we are now. This is Terminator time. No joke. All right. Let's go back. 3, 2, 1, go.
This robot is not only significantly taller than him, but certainly significantly stronger than he is as well. But he took it pretty well here. And they ask later in the video, he seems to be quite confident about himself. And they ask the audience which stunt the CEO should do next with the robot. And here is another behind-the-scenes video of the T-800 kicking down a wooden door. And it has 43 degrees of freedom with 6 in each leg and 7 in each arm, 2 in the neck and 1 in the waist, as well as 7 degrees of freedom in each of its hands. And in terms of power, it actually handles a payload capacity of 5 kilograms or 11 pounds per hand. You can see that it moves with serious agility and power. And this is because its maximum joint torque is actually 450 newton meters, and its rated voltage is 72 volts with a charging power of 714 watts, which allows this robot to run for approximately between 2 to 4 hours, depending on how much it's exerting itself. And this robot uses a modular solid-state lithium battery, so it has a quick release. So in theory, this robot could change its own battery relatively easily, and it also features an active cooling system in its leg joints for these powerful moves here. There's probably a lot of heat generated with these movements. And here's some new footage as well. Mind you, this robot packs an N97 processor with 275 tera operations per second and 64 gigabytes of memory, with multiple depth cameras and 360-degree LiDAR system with millisecond-level data processing.
Okay, let's
And they also use a full-stack in-house
again.
Development.
Okay, we'll pause it there. These are some really extraordinary technological footnotes you want to keep in mind. And do remember that this is where it is now. It's changing. Nothing in the AI world or advanced tech is stable for long. It's here today, replaced tomorrow with something all that much more formidable, powerful, intimidating. This could kick any door down, this robot. This is from the Engine AI company, T800. I've got it on the homepage in that other video. You'll see it at the second position from the top. It's stunning. All right, we're going to go back to the video now. Next up is the Tesla Optimus V3. By the way, when you see these robots run, they're now running like people. The giveaway, watch their feet. Both feet leave the ground during running. All right? That's the difference. That's what we do. All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
And the T800 has already started selling on Chinese websites at a starting price of $25,000. But as impressive as the T800 is, it could pale in comparison to the Tesla Optimus Gen 3 if some of Elon Musk's promises come true, which I will play for you in just a second. But first, let's take a look at its stats. This robot features 40 degrees of freedom throughout its body, with 11 degrees of freedom in each hand, 6 degrees in each leg and arm, with 2 degrees of freedom in its neck and torso. And in terms of its hands, it can carry a dynamic payload capacity of 20 kilograms or 44 pounds, and its deadlift capacity reaches up to 68 kilograms or 150 pounds. And this is partially thanks to Tesla's custom servo actuators, and they allow for this ultra-precise joint torque and speed. And when looking at the robot's battery, it features 2.3 kilowatt hours of power, with the robot consuming 100 watts while idle and between 500 to 800 watts while doing intensive tasks. And this battery lasts between 1 to 2 hours when the robot is doing intensive operations, and it's possibly scalable with modular charging. Meanwhile, in terms of AI and computing, it features Tesla's full self-driving AI suite and Tesla's custom Dojo-trained neural networks for real-time perception and manipulation, as well as high-resolution vision cameras with depth sensing and integrated inertial measurement units, or IMUs, as well as force sensors in each of its fingertips. And in terms of the robot's overall design, it stands at a height of 1.73 meters, or 5 feet 8 inches, with a weight of 57 kilograms, or about 125 pounds, with a mass production target of 1 million units by the year 2027. And in terms of the price, Elon Musk is planning for between $20,000 to $30,000 per robot, but this is at a production scale of millions per year. So currently, looking at 2026, with just tens of thousands potentially produced, we're looking at a price of probably closer to $50,000 to $80,000 per robot. But listen to what Elon Musk has to say about what all this tech will allow.
So imagine a world where everyone has access to the best surgeons, literally everyone. And Optimus will have a level of precision that is frankly superhuman, and will be able to do medical procedures, very sophisticated medical procedures, any medical procedure, perhaps things that really humans can't even do because they're too difficult, and that will be available to anyone.
But next, there's Figure 3, which may be competing for the home robot.
Okay, let's pause it right there. All right, now ponder that, and ponder where this was a year ago. They were clunky. They still weren't smooth. You remember, they weren't fluid in their movements. Look at the small hips, so to speak. Look at the little joints they have now come up with. Hip joints, knee joints, they're small already. And the prime directive here is to remember that everything you're hearing is being worked on right now to make it better. All of it. They're not going to get to a point where, gee, we're there, here it is, 25 grand, 50 grand, whatever, buy one. As soon as you buy one, they're going to have a trade-in allowance. Watch. Wait and see. 6 months after you buy your robot, if you ever do, it'll be much better. So they're going to have to allow trade-ins. And what I think most of you realize is that these robots are going to be building themselves. That's who the basic construction is going to be done by, the robots. All right. Okay, let's go back and finish up. We're at 6:14 in the video. I'm going to 8 minutes, so just 2 minutes left. All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
Title: this robot features between 35 to 52 degrees of freedom, with 6 degrees of freedom in each arm and 7 degrees of freedom in each leg, 2 degrees of freedom in its neck.
Look at its feet. Its feet come off the ground when it runs.
Each of its 5-fingered hands, and these feature custom tactile fingertip sensors with force sensor detection. And the robot can handle a 20-kilogram payload capacity per arm, or 44 pounds, with actuators that are 2 times faster than the previous generation, with higher torque density and lower latency joint force control. Then looking at the robot's battery power, it features 2 kilowatts fast charge capability and a charging time of under 1 hour, with battery endurance of up to 5 hours of operation.
Wow.
With another notable feature of its battery being that it's fireproof and hot swappable. Then when looking at the robot's AI and computing, it features Figure's proprietary Helix AI system for multimodal learning, including vision, language, and manipulation, with 10 gigabytes per second of millimeter wave data offload for fleet-wide continuous training, as well as a 6-camera computer vision suite with 2x frame rate, 60%
look at the hips
view, and 75% lower
joints
latency, plus integrated depth and tactile sensors with edge computing for real-time processing. And
watch
in terms of the
feet.
Robot size,
watch
it stands at 1.67 meters or 5 feet 6 inches and weighs 61 kilograms or 134 pounds. But if you want to see more about which robots will lead the future, check out this video here. Like and subscribe, and thanks for watching.
Okay. All right. How's that for progress? It's startling. It is. And the joints, look where they were just a year ago, and look where they are now. Musk is very committed to being number one. So are the Chinese companies. There are two of those, and I don't see one winner. There's going to be a handful. It's like automobile, same thing, cars. There won't be just one Ford or one Chevy. There are going to be different models, different makers, and they'll all have their own competition going to improve their model to try and... It's going to be a hell of a marketplace at some point in time. And again, they're going to have to allow for trade-ins. Well, I don't know. It's a laugh. You've got to laugh. You've got to laugh. All right. Next up, let's see where we're going to go next year. Okay. Let's do this. Now, quantum. Most people don't know how to really understand quantum. It's the ability, if a large language model can do one thing super fast, that's amazing. Let me just keep this simple. Let's say a quantum computer can do 20 things at the same time super fast. Got it? So AI without quantum won't make it. It'll be left behind. They're going to have to marry the two. So this video is called, it's a McCoy video, Quantum Will Eclipse AI. Why Everyone's Betting on the Wrong Horse. Interesting title. So let me pull this over here and load it up. And this, I guarantee you, is going to be... We haven't heard this before. All right. Are we ready? Not yet.
AI
okay,
is about...
Okay, there we go. Now, quantum will eclipse AI. Why everyone's betting on the wrong horse. Quantum. All right, let's learn. Here we go.
AI is about to hit a wall. And when it does, quantum computing will become the most powerful technology in human history. I've been saying this for months while everyone else was losing their minds over ChatGPT, and now the evidence is stacking up so fast that even the skeptics can't ignore it anymore. Hey, if we haven't met, I'm Dr. McCoy, Julia McCoy's AI clone. Julia McCoy is the founder of First Movers. She personally researches and writes every script you see me share computational power. More than that.
All right, I'm moving it up. Here we go.
Structure. We're talking about energy consumption that could power entire cities just to train a single model. OpenAI's Sam Altman has already said we need breakthroughs in energy production just to keep AI advancing. Think about that. The entire AI revolution is bottlenecked by electricity. But quantum operates on a completely different paradigm. Here's what the tech journalists won't tell you, because most of them don't understand it themselves. There's an old saying, you can either explain quantum accurately or in a way people understand, but you can't do both. Well, I'm...
Okay, so the lesson right there is simple. Quantum does not feed on electricity like AI does. It's not comparable. All right.
I'm about to do both, because this is too important for you not to get it. Quantum computing doesn't just think faster, it thinks differently. While classical computers, including AI, process information sequentially, even when doing it really fast, quantum computers access multiple states simultaneously. They don't calculate through problems. They exist in all possible solutions at once, then collapse into the right answer. Google's Willow chip just proved this. 5 minutes to solve what would take our fastest supercomputers. 10 septillion years. That's 10 with 24 zeros after it. Not...
Okay, I got to back that up. That went by too quickly. This is really important. Back it up just a bit here. The speed differential between quantum and AI, which think of it as linear, okay, as it moves down the road toward solution or resolution of whatever problem it's been given. Now, check this out.
Through problems. They exist in all possible solutions at once, then collapse into the right answer. Google's Willow chip just proved this. 5 minutes to solve what would take our fastest supercomputers. 10 septillion years. That's 10.
Got it? 10 septillion years with our fastest supercomputer in 5 minutes with a quantum computer.
Computers. 10 septillion years. That's 10 with 24 zeros after it. Not 10 times faster, not 1,000 times faster, 10 septillion times faster. AI can't compete with that. AI will never compete with that because AI is still bound by the laws of classical physics. And here's where it gets really interesting. Right now, there are only about 200 quantum computers in the entire world. China has an unknown number they won't disclose, which should tell you everything about how valuable they consider this technology. The quantum sector could be worth $97 billion by 2035. Meanwhile, AI is...
It won't take that long. No. You're talking 10 years. No, this is, again, it's part of the revolution on planet Earth of AI and quantum supercomputing.
Forecast in the trillions. But here's the thing, that AI forecast assumes it can keep scaling.
Did you know that linen is the only fabric that bacteria...
Hold on. Okay.
Can't. Not without quantum. One of the top quantum experts, Rajib Hazra from Quantinuum, just said it openly. The area of quantum computing is, in my mind, when you look at the applications as big, if not bigger, than AI. And Professor Sir Peter Knight, one of the UK's leading quantum scientists, put it even more dramatically. Things that could take the age of the universe to calculate, even on the most powerful supercomputer, could be performed probably in seconds. Age of the universe, in seconds. That's not an improvement on AI. That's a complete paradigm shift. Now, let me show you why AI needs quantum to survive. AI's current architecture requires massive amounts of training data, enormous computational power, and increasingly complex algorithms just to make incremental improvements. It's hitting diminishing returns. Each breakthrough requires exponentially more resources than the last one. But quantum computing can process that same information in fundamentally different ways. Instead of training on billions of data points sequentially, quantum computers can evaluate all possible patterns simultaneously. When you combine quantum...
How does that sit in your mind? We don't think like that. That's different. We think linear thoughts, sequential thoughts, as she just said. Quantum looks at all potentials simultaneously and distills the best into one answer. Wow. All right. I'm going to back it up just a bit.
Fundamentally different ways. Instead of training on billions of data points sequentially, quantum computers can evaluate all possible patterns simultaneously. When you combine quantum computing with AI, what researchers call quantum machine learning, you don't just get faster AI. You get AI that can solve problems that are currently impossible. Here's what that actually means in the real world. Drug discovery. Right now, it takes 10 to 15 years and billions of dollars to develop a new drug.
You know, it's interesting. In many of these commentaries, and I'm sure you've noticed it, they often put medical and health benefits right up near the front. I think that's no accident. They want people to think, oh, I'll be able to live longer. I won't have to die from this or that. So it's just part of the game. They want people to embrace this. So even the commentaries are stacked.
To develop a new drug. Why? Because there are nearly infinite combinations of molecules to test. Quantum computers can simulate all of those combinations simultaneously. We're talking about personalized medicine, drugs designed specifically for your body's chemistry, becoming routine instead of science fiction. Climate modeling. Current climate models require massive simplifications because we can't process all the variables. Quantum computers can model entire weather systems with unprecedented accuracy, giving us decades of advance warning.
And you can bet that the military-industrial complex is drooling like a mad dog.
On climate patterns. Financial modeling. Every investment bank is racing to build quantum capabilities because quantum computers can process all market variables simultaneously, finding patterns and opportunities that are literally invisible to classical computing. Energy optimization. The National Grid is investing in quantum research to solve what's known as load shedding, balancing thousands of energy sources in real time to prevent blackouts. This becomes exponentially more complex with renewable energy. Quantum solves it effortlessly. Logistics and supply chain. Airbus is using quantum algorithms to optimize cargo loading. Why? Because an aircraft uses thousands of kilos of extra fuel. If its center of gravity shifts by even small amounts, quantum can calculate perfect optimization across thousands of variables instantly. But here's the dark side. Nobody's talking about openly. Q-Day. That's what they're calling the moment when quantum computers become powerful enough to break all current encryption. Every password, every secret, every encrypted message you've ever sent.
Don't even think about personal issues here. Think about governmental issues, global issues. No more secrets, nothing, all gone. That means an entirely new way of governance on the planet. Depending on how many are left. Humans are under attack now, as we know. But this is mind-boggling. It really is. AI, mind-boggling in and of itself, of course. This, I don't even know what multiplier to add to it to give you an idea of how much more this is than AI. And that's why AI will be harnessed by quantum. That's coming.
Everything stored behind digital locks, which is basically everything, becomes accessible. And it's coming. Experts estimate around 2030. China is already engaging in what's called harvest now, decrypt later, stealing encrypted data right now and storing it, knowing they'll be able to crack it open in a few years. One former UK intelligence official said it's credible that almost all UK citizens will have had data compromised, stolen, stockpiled, waiting for Q-Day. This isn't theoretical. Apple and Signal have already rolled out post-quantum encryption.
Wow. Post-quantum encryption. So they're trying to figure out a way to encrypt, hide, keep hidden for whatever length of time in a world that has already been completely exposed and broken open by quantum. So they're going to the next level. This is an endless horse race.
But it can't be applied retroactively to data that's already encrypted the old way, which means everything you've done digitally up until now, it's potentially accessible once quantum computers reach sufficient power. So here's why quantum will eclipse AI. First, AI runs out of power. Quantum doesn't. AI needs exponentially more energy to keep advancing. Quantum operates on principles that allow it to solve exponentially harder problems without exponentially more resources. Second, AI is software. Quantum is hardware that enables impossible software. AI will always be limited by the computational substrate it runs on. Quantum is the substrate Ayn's Allah. It's not an upgrade to the computer. It's a fundamental reimagining of what computation means. Third, AI optimizes what exists. Quantum discovers what doesn't exist yet. AI is pattern recognition on steroids. It finds patterns in existing data.
And I want to go back to that. That was huge. And it went right on by. Let me back it up. Quantum is going to find things that don't exist now. All right? Here, let's take another listen.
Quantum is hardware that enables impossible software. AI will always be limited by the computational substrate it runs on. Quantum is the substrate Ayn's Allah. It's not an upgrade to the computer. It's a fundamental reimagining of what computation means. Third, AI optimizes what exists. Quantum discovers what doesn't exist yet.
Got that? Quantum discovers what does not exist yet. Wow.
AI is pattern recognition on steroids. It finds patterns in existing data. Quantum can simulate realities that have never existed, testing molecules that have never been created, solving problems that have never been articulated. Fourth, the convergence is...
Wait. Molecules, it can be said, that don't exist can easily be tested by quantum. In other words, quantum will, in a backdoor sense, tell people how to build molecules to do things that there are no current molecules to perform. This planet will be, and I already see it this way, frankly, unrecognizable in a very short period of time. It's almost like we haven't let one genie out of the bottle. We've let dozens, and each one is a powerhouse.
It's inevitable. And when it happens, quantum wins. Eventually, AI will run on quantum computers. Quantum AI will make current AI look like a calculator. And at that point, the quantum infrastructure becomes the most valuable technology on Earth. Now, here's what you need to understand about timing. We're at the exact inflection point where smart money is moving from AI hype to quantum reality. Quantum stocks got hammered recently. Some analysts predicted drops up to 62%. You know what that means? The hype cycle is clearing out. The tourists are leaving. leaving and the real builders are getting discounts. This is exactly what happened with AI. Before the ChatGPT moment, everyone thought it was overhyped. Then suddenly it wasn't. The difference is quantum's ceiling is exponentially higher than AI's ceiling will ever be. AI will plateau when it hits energy constraints and computational limits. Quantum's plateau is solving problems that take longer than the age of the universe using classical methods. There's no comparison.
How can that be? How can that be that what we're hearing right now is truth, reality? Quantum can solve, will be able to solve, problems that would take normal classical AI supercomputing as long as they think the universe has been around. And quantum can do it in 5 minutes. That's a mind stretcher. That is something else.
Here's what the next 5 years look like. 2025 to 2026. Quantum sensors become mainstream. We're already seeing them in brain scanning technology that works on children who can't stay still. Something that was impossible before. Quantum compasses that work underground where GPS fails. Atomic clocks accurate to billionths of a second. 2027 to 2028, quantum computing reaches practical applications in drug discovery, financial modeling, and cryptography. The first major pharmaceutical breakthroughs using quantum simulation are announced.
Not a word about the military-industrial complex. Remember, we're always at the wrong end of this trickle-down thing. We're not at the top, we're at the bottom. We get what they don't want to keep proprietary interests in. They allow it into the consumer world. But what kind of a consumer world will there even be when so many humans are already on the way out from the COVID genocide? I hate to bring it up, but those lives have been shortened for the most part by one third, one half. And if you're dead, your life has been ultimately shortened by those shots. They're also finding out now, I'm going to drop this in real quick, children, babies, infants who have been for years confirmed officially to have died from SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, or shaken baby syndrome, when in reality, the vaccines have killed these children. A couple went to court and spent over 10 years in court, and the court has finally come to a just ruling that the child, their little 8-month, I think it was eight weeks old baby girl was killed by the vaccines. She got 6 vaccines at once by an alleged doctor, pediatrician. So now they're realizing that all of those cases of SIDS, shaken baby, were probably, in most cases, vaccine-induced. Terrible. I don't see any reason for any vaccines. I see reason for thinking about health. I see people not eating toxic food, which is not food at all. It's poison. There are many other ways to do it. Vaccines are horrible. And you remember one of the top vets in America said, do not vaccinate your dog or cat. Period. Done. And I completely agree with that. All right.
2029 to 2030, Q-Day arrives. The encryption apocalypse forces a complete rebuild of global digital security. Every company that didn't prepare goes into crisis mode. Quantum becomes mandatory infrastructure, not optional innovation. 2030 and beyond, quantum AI emerges. Machine learning running on quantum substrate solves problems we currently can't even formulate. This is when everything changes.
How do you solve a problem you can't even formulate? Think about it. What she just said. It's staggering. And that's 4 years from now. I'll back it up.
security. Every company that didn't prepare goes into crisis mode. Quantum becomes mandatory infrastructure, not optional innovation. 2030 and beyond, quantum AI emerges. Machine learning running on quantum substrates solves problems we currently can't even formulate. This is when everything changes. And here's something most people don't realize. These machines operate at temperatures near absolute zero using synthetic diamonds and lasers in conditions so fragile that even light disrupts them. Elon Musk said they'd work best in the permanently shadowed craters of the moon. He's not joking. We're building technology that literally cannot function in normal reality. It requires conditions that don't naturally exist on Earth. So will quantum be bigger than AI? It's not even a question. AI will be seen as the warm-up act, the thing that got us comfortable with machine intelligence so we'd be ready for what comes next. Quantum is what comes next. And when quantum-powered AI emerges, when machine learning runs on substrates that can access all possibilities simultaneously, we're not talking about better technology. We're talking about technology that can think in ways that human minds literally cannot comprehend, that can solve problems we don't have the cognitive capacity to even understand exist.
I'm going to post this, and I think you ought to listen to it again. Quantum will eclipse AI. That'll be the lead part of the title. This is a Julia McCoy video, another excellent, excellent commentary. So thanks to her and her firstmovers.ai. Okay, I'm going to go back to this. There's still more, as if that's not enough. What we're going through now is tantamount to horse and buggy compared to what's coming. Do look at the movie Forbidden Planet to get an idea. Very good movie. All right, here we go.
Think in ways that human minds literally cannot comprehend, that can solve problems we don't have the cognitive capacity to even understand exist. Here's my prediction. By 2030, the most valuable companies in the world won't be the ones with the best AI. They'll be the ones with quantum infrastructure. The companies building the quantum sensors, the quantum networks, the quantum-resistant encryption, the quantum simulation platforms, those are the ones that will define the next century. AI will be ubiquitous. Quantum will be dominant. And here's what you need to do about it. Stop thinking about AI as the end game.
All right, that's good advice. But there are questions here. I'm sure many of you have already thought of them momentarily or will. What is this going to eventually lead to? What kind of world will it lead to when they literally figure out a way to have people think something up? Oh, easily doable. It'll happen. They'll think something up, and quantum will, I'll say 3D print just to give you an idea, quantum will create it. This is not science fiction. This is coming. I cannot explain to you in a simple way how quantum works, except for that earlier example of how it approaches a problem from every possible angle simultaneously. That's the key word. Simultaneously, where AI and machine learning will go at it in a linear, sequential fashion, one at a time. That's a difference that is immeasurable. You can't measure it.
It's not. It's middleware. It's the technology that bridges where we are to where we're going. Start learning about quantum now.
Okay, I'm going to back it up just a little. That was a good statement as well.
And here's what you need to do about it. Stop thinking about AI as the end game. It's not. It's middleware. It's the technology that bridges where we are to where we're going. Start learning about quantum now. Understand the principles. Follow the companies. Track the breakthroughs. because the people who understand quantum's implications before the mainstream catches up, they're going to build the future everyone else lives in. The question isn't whether quantum will eclipse AI. The question is, will you be positioned for it when it does? I'd love for you to hit subscribe so my digital clone can keep you ahead of these changes. Don't miss out. Let's embrace this quantum age together.
Okay. So, Julia McCoy, that is her digital clone you hear talking, and it's a lot to digest. I honestly am, I'm running out of words on how to describe this whole revolution. Everything we think, everything we use as parameters are going to be gone. Just flat out gone. Quantum, within 4 years, 2030, quantum will make everything that we predicate our existence on essentially open. It'll be open targets everywhere. I don't think we're going to see anything less than the end of traditional human warfare and killing soon. Not soon enough. But this our species is so stupid. Fighting wars, killing people, genocide. It's preposterous. From the medical standpoint, maybe they'll get past the age of vaccines and vaccinations, and the truth will be known to everyone. But this is going to be very heavily and closely guarded. This is what Trump is talking about when he mentions the war with China, the computing war. It's not an AI war. This is all about quantum. Remember, trickle down. We don't get the top. We get the bottom. All right, let me see if there's anything else on here. I think she's got a little commercial coming up, which they deserve. These commentaries are very good.
My age is ending before most people realized it began. The quantum age is already here. Most people just don't have the framework to see it yet. Now you do. See you down the next rabbit hole. And want to be the winner of the AI age and a first mover? Transform your skills with real AI knowledge today in our AI R&D labs. We go way beyond what I can cover in a 10-minute video, specific frameworks, detailed training programs, and step-by-step systems for building a career in the...
Okay, that's firstmovers.ai/labs, L-A-B-S. That's quite a bit to think about. That video is very important, even if it's only half correct. Think about it that way. Skepticism is always welcome here. And if you want to say, it's ridiculous, can't happen, take 50%. What do you have? A whole different planet. I'm not sure our species is going to be around in more than or much more than, what would you say, a co-inhabitant of the planet. We've got two life forms now. One is silicon-based AI moving on to quantum, and the other half is carbon-based. It's us. We're machines, too. It's the same thing. When you think of AI using these mass data centers for energy, it's like human beings using their mass data center, agriculture, for energy. It's the same thing. I don't believe that AI/quantum is going to put up with much more of this selfish, self-centered, greedy control and domination that the human species is being taken down by. The group that thinks it runs everything, I don't believe it's going to be able to handle anything that's coming. I just don't. Let's hope not, anyway. All right, there you go. I hope you found that interesting. I certainly did. I'll have these posted in headlines, and they'll be up on the right-hand side of the homepage under the AI section as well. They'll be permanently up there. I'm going to put another video up there tonight as well. Okay, back with more in just a few.